The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my brother and who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. I love the antiphon, the Alleluia antiphon. It says, "Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom." What has the Lord revealed to us this morning? I wish I would have more time to talk about this. The first reading actually has a history from the book of Samuel, the second book of Samuel, chapter 6. We are told that David went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David amid festivities. Let me take your minds back to what the Ark of the Covenant means. What does that mean? It is one of the most beautiful and ancient artifacts that was constructed to house the tablets of the Ten Commandments, the staff of Aaron, and the remnants of the manna that the Israelites were fed with for 40 years in the desert, the Ark of the Covenant. So it was precious. It was a sign of God's presence among the people. Now, David had just captured Jerusalem. The Ark of the Covenant was in the house of Abinadab. Remember, we have the 12 tribes of Israel. So the movement was for two reasons: for devotion for David, to thank the Lord for all the victory he has achieved, and for political reason, so that Jerusalem will unite all of the 12 tribes of Israel. So they wanted to carry the Ark of the Covenant from the house of Abinadab to Jerusalem. And they were having this procession, and they got to a place, the people who were carrying it tripped and were about to stumble. Then this man who wanted to help, Uzzah by name, tried to hold the Ark of the Covenant, and instantly he died. 1 Chronicles chapter 13, if you read 1 Chronicles chapter 13, he died instantly because he was not meant to touch it. Only priests and Levites were meant to touch it. Another reason why that failed, that procession to Jerusalem failed, was David did not go according to prescription, according to how it was meant to be carried. And after that incident, they made a detour to Obed-Edom. And they had to re-strategize how to carry it. Because when you read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8, the specification was there. Only priests were meant to carry it. And this time around, when all was fulfilled, they now took it from the house of Obed-Edom to Jerusalem. And this is the little history to today's first reading. Now, two lessons we learn. First, that David wanted to do the procession according to his own plans, not the way of God. And that backfired. What do we learn from that? We must always conform to the will of God. And that's why the gospel tells us, even though in Mark chapter 3, the gospel of today, even though baptism makes us brothers and sisters of Jesus, it is only by conforming to the will of God that we testify that we belong to God and that we are a family of God. Second thing that we learn is that we read from the first reading. The Ark of the Covenant was now brought and set in place within the tent David had pitched for it. David wore an apron and worshiped the Lord. In other words, he did not dress like a king. He dressed so humbly before the Lord. He humbled himself before the Lord. He adored the Lord. The Ark of the Covenant is spoken so well of in the book of Exodus and in the book of Hebrews. We have the Ark of the Covenant. How much of the reverence do we give to the Ark of the Covenant, to the Holy Communion? Remember, it is the new Ark of the Covenant. Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant because she carried the Lord. How much of the reverence do we give to our Blessed Mother? So much to talk about, but today we celebrate Angela Merici, who lived in the 15th century. She was an orphan at the age of 10, but she dedicated her life to young ladies, trying to help them to be good wives in the future, giving them education to younger people. We pray at this Mass that the Lord may truly give us understanding to the revelations and to the mysteries we celebrate within our faith. Amen.